This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Hello, you're very welcome to the final episode of 10-10, 10 years of Claycastle Recording Studio in 10 songs. We finish with the most recent recording in our story, Charade by the Glee Club.
Going pretty well. The Glee Club certainly was the most successful band that me and Joanne were in. We got to work with probably Hugh Jones would be the most famous because he produced Echo and the Bunnymen and the Pale Saints and people like that. But at the same time, we were working with the Jesus and Mary Chain's engineer, Dick Meaney. He had worked with Flood and Alan Moulder and all those kind of people. But it's amazing what you would learn from guys who have the craft off like those two, you know.
That's Hugh O'Carroll from the Glee Club remembering the days when they were signed to Satanta Records and were associated with 4AD in America, working with some of the biggest names in the business. How did Claycastle producer Warren Tyvey feel about dealing with such experienced musicians?
I kind of went, geez, I don't know if I can do that, you know. You know, I heard their other records, I was like, crikey, I don't know if I could get that to sound that good. And they're like, we don't want it to sound like that, we want it to sound, just do it, you know. Because they have a fan base, you know. As soon as they put up that they were recording, again, there's this massive fan base, like a cult following in America and stuff. People like, you know, we can't have to wait to hear it. And I'm looking at that going, ooh. Because you read books about, like, engineers and producers getting slated for taking a band another way. So, but, you know, it turned out it is what it is.
The Glee Club recorded a full album, Hive, at Claycastle in 2017. I talked to vocalist and songwriter Joanne Lockman about our featured song, Charade.
So one of the ones I brought on the keyboard was Charade. It's one that I've written in the 90s. It was early 90s that song was written, and we just worked. Like, it's always been there in the background. There's a couple of them.
We recorded that as a demo in San Francisco when we were kind of at the high point of our career at one point, but you could nearly hear from the vibe of it, there's the darkness as well, you know what I mean? So we pretty much recreated it when we came in here, but I suppose we're a bit older, so we got a bit more darkness into it. Yeah.
That song was about people not being themselves, like whether it be in a relationship or just life in general. You know, when people get to a certain age, they feel that they have to behave in certain ways in order to be accepted by their peers or society. And then they end up living a complete lie as to who they actually are. That's what that song was all about.
I was really into punk rock and went all the way to indie. The track you were talking about there, it kind of sums up all the scary Nick Cavey kind of stuff that we were really into. And I like him for Depeche Mode and that kind of stuff, or The Cure, or that kind of gothy stuff as well, you know what I mean? A tiny bit scary was what we were into really, huh?
A lot of the time in this one, he was trying to clean up my voice, like, and not have the breath there. And I said, I want them there. I like that kind of rawness to it. It has to be that way. Yeah, that's one part I definitely needed for that song.
That's what she wanted, yeah. My input, I think I just added keys in it and I just played it in what she wanted. I just replayed all the parts. And I put down a real bass as well with a pick, I think, for that Cure kind of sound. They kind of wanted, like, that song In a Forest by The Cure. They wanted that sound. So I just got to, which I love that sound. So I got to do that, you know. Yeah, she brought it in. She records at home with Ableton, I think, and she had a lot of the ideas were already there. She had that disco-y bass line going on and she wanted it to sound that way. Dirty, grungy sounding, I guess. We had a blueprint for it, exactly how she wanted it. Hugh just put his violins over it and we programmed the beats, I think, for that one. A lot of them, there's cajon and there's drums. they were happy to just do anything.
When it got down to the final kind of mix of the thing, I left it to Joanne because it you know, it started with her, so it may as well finish there. So yeah, I'd be thrilled with the results anyway. So she got it right, Anne Warren as well, yeah.
No, hopefully we're going to work on some more stuff now in the future. I've got a few more songs now, but it's the distance thing. And Hugh is just constantly on the road, playing everywhere and any place. So eventually we'll meet up again and we'll get something else organised and hope to be down in lovely Ireland and annoying poor old Warren's head again.
Charade by the Glee Club, recorded at Claycastle Recording Studio in 2017 with Connor Sloan on drums and percussion, featuring Glee Club members Hugh O'Carroll and Joanne Lockman, engineered and produced by Warren Tyvey. Before we sign off, mastering engineer Richard Dowling has heard a lot of Claycastle's output over the years. He's observed these changes.
What they were working on 12 years ago compared to what they're doing now, and the end result is far better. But that's natural. That's just going to happen. That has to happen. It's the sound of honest, hard work. And what it is really is that the boys have grown and got better, and that's what time does.
The lads are incredible and they have the best of everything and the studio is fantastic, but it's the experience that I would send people here for, because it created such a lovely first experience for me. Like, it can't be bad.
I'd be mad about Claycastle because people say, well, I could do a lot of that at home, but you won't get a a really good live room and the facilities the boys have down here and good engineers and stuff like that. The fact that somebody else is doing that for you, it's worth the money to actually do it, really, because I have Cubase and GarageBand and all those kind of things that you can get started off, but it's fairly time-consuming recording yourself, I find, you know, just to actually press the button and be looking for the spontaneity and the button, you know?
So I really enjoyed my time working with John. I'd hope to work with him in the future on maybe some piano ballads. I'd like to come down maybe and play that piano again if it's still there.
We had a great time. And everything worked out fine, and it's the kind of place you feel you could just drop in if you're passing through. So drop in for a cup of coffee and have a chat, see how the lads are doing. It was a great experience, and I've been back a good few times since and hope to be back again soon.
Tributes there for Claycastle Studio from contributors to 1010, Nicole Maguire, Hugh O'Carroll, Jack O'Rourke and Steve Cooney. Thank you so much for all the musicians and producers for talking to me for this series of shows. Thank you to Warren Tivey and John Burke at Claycastle, and especially thank you for listening.
1010, 10 years of Claycastle Studios in 10 songs, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Produced and presented by Aina Dowling. Sound engineer, Thomas O'Keefe. Edited by Aina Dowling and Thomas O'Keefe. Theme music by Synergy, a community radio Y'all production.